Hello, everyone. Today is our clubhouse after party. I'm still experiencing some mic issues, so we're going old school. We're doing it on the phone because we're going to make the shit happen. If you are wondering what the clubhouse after party is, it's Clubhouse is an app. It's a newer app on, you can get it on iTunes. They are now testing Droid. So for all my Droid users, it shouldn't be too much longer now. They've already started testing it. I've seen the people in there. So soon you'll be able to get on too. But Clubhouse is a free app. It's just a social media platform. It's like Instagram or Facebook. So you join it, you can follow me. And then once a week, I do a free clubhouse. Just like I used to do a free Facebook Live for the public, I now just do a free clubhouse. It's audio only, and it allows me to be able to bring up people from the audience if they want to be able to ask a question with their own voice. So that's why I'm doing the clubhouses now instead of doing Facebook Live. I like that platform a lot better. For now. So, but because not all of you are on Clubhouse yet and whatnot, we don't want me over there live and you not feeling like you don't get some good information. So here's how we roll. We are taking notes every time I do a Clubhouse and we collate those for you. And then we put them in the comments of this video. So if you're watching the replay, you'll see them somewhere in the comments or in the description. If you listen on the Private Member podcast, it should be in the description, all the little nuggets that came out of it. And what I do is I recap. So the call itself is usually at least an hour and a half, probably about hour 20 minutes long. And what I do is I pull out something that was really good that came out of the clubhouse, and I recap for all of you. So if you're brand new to NoBS, you do not need to listen to this call. You do not need to be like, oh my God, Corinne, you got so much stuff. You're always coming at me with replays. You're live all the time. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just let it go. This is one of those bonus things that if you got the time, you can be here. Also, if you are listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth, you need to have your 24-hour plan made. If you don't, you need to stop. Ask yourself, what the fuck am I doing listening to more content if I haven't even made my 24-hour plan yet? So get that done. Then you can come back to this. It's not going anywhere. Nothing's going anywhere. But if you want to lose weight, you'll make a 24-hour plan and you'll quit listening to me and not doing the shit I tell you. Okay. And the second thing is that NoBS weight loss course is the most important thing any of us in NoBS do ever. If it's been a hot minute since you've taken it, take it. If you're stalled, if you feel like things are going slow, take NoBS again. Dust off the lessons. Do it like it's the first time. Get that newbie enthusiasm going deep down in you. And if you're a newbie, keep working the program until you get done. Then all of these calls will be here for you. You can listen to as many or as little as you ever want. All right. So today, someone came on stage and had an amazing question. And she was talking about people pleasing. And I ended up talking about it like it was a mini masterclass. And so I want to teach it in this clubhouse. So let me pull up my notes. And I also have some handouts for everyone that I'm going to show all of you. Now, you can take a screenshot if you can see it. If you can't see it, don't worry. All of this is going inside the notes. So if you're somewhere and you're like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to write this down, it won't matter. One of the nice things about being a NoBS member is that we make sure that we do the heavy lifting for you. So all of it will be in the notes of this call for you. All right. So the first thing we have to know is, what is the definition of a people pleaser? It is when we are pleasing others at your own expense. This is very important for you to realize. People pleasing is when you are saying yes or doing things for other people at your own personal expense. A lot of people think people pleasers are kind, or it's just because I'm a nice person. No, you aren't. You know what you are? Saying yes to things at your own expense. You need to stop telling yourself that you're nice, because The only way that people pleasing works is if you are nice to both that person and yourself at the same time. If that's the case, you're no longer people pleasing. You know what you're doing? You're being kind. Kind and considerate to them from a loving, giving heart of, I want to do this for you. I would love to do this for you. And you know what? I expect nothing in return. I don't need a thank you. I don't need acknowledgement. I don't need any of that because I'm doing all that for myself. I'm doing this from a genuine heart of, no, I truly want to do this. I don't need you to think anything about me in exchange. So it's not kindness when we're people pleasing if kindness isn't going both ways. I do this for you. And in my mind, I'm very kind to myself and I'm very kind about the person for the reasons why I'm doing it. All right. So one of the things that comes up with people pleasers all the time is when they want to get over it, it's like, all right, I realize I'm not being kind to myself. I've always thought I was being kind to other people, but what I'm really doing is I'm really just trying to please them for fear of what they will think. And out of reaction to what I will think if I say no. So it's really, I'm people pleasing because of fear. And they'll say like, well, I got to get over this. Like, I got to do this. And so people will say, I have to start putting me first. This sounds like the most innocent little sentence ever that has been said in the history of mankind. But it's an old shitty. It is a terrible thought. And let me tell you why. Most of you, when you think I have to put myself first, when you think that thought, you feel selfish. You feel guilty. You feel bad. It's not a helpful thought. Because your definition of putting yourself first is loaded like a diaper that's getting ready to explode up a baby's back. So we have to make sure that we understand that this thought is really pulled apart. Number one, you don't have to put yourself first. I underlined the words have to for a reason. Because when we think I have to, it already feels gross. We already feel like we're being made to do something by ourselves. I think have to is one of the red flag thoughts that we have when it comes to, like, I have to eat this. I have to do this. I have to be this way. I have to do these things. I have to say this. It is always, I have to. It taps on your self-sabotage thoughts. It's one of those things that's like tapping on you that will cause you to self-sabotage, especially for all of my rebel eaters or my rebel doers. Watch out for this one, because at the end of the day, you don't have to do anything, but people pleasers feel like they have to for a lot of reasons. When you're really being kind to someone and you're saying yes from an honest heart, you never think I have to. It switches over to, I want to do this for you. I'd love to do this for you. And that's not just what you say in words. It's what you embody on the inside. So like when you're going to be saying yes to people, it's a matter of thinking, you know, do I want to do this? Am I sitting here thinking, I'd love to do this for you? And here's all my reasons why. Most of us will have the thought, I have to do this. And here are all my reasons why I wish I didn't. That is a sign that you are people-pleasing. That is a sign that you are avoiding someone being upset with you. Thinking someone might be upset with you. Thinking someone might think poorly of you. All kinds of stuff. So here's what I want you to do if you're a people-pleaser. I want you to journal on these questions. So if you have the planner, in the back of your planner is lots and lots of journal pages where you can do think, feel, do cycles at the bottom. These are great questions for you to use those pages for. Number one, what does putting yourself first mean to you? It's really important that you answer that question. When you think, I'm going to put myself first, what does that mean to me? Does it mean others will suffer? Like, you're going to have to be a bitch. They're all just going to have to get over it. A lot of us have thoughts like that when we think putting ourselves first. We don't think it means like, this is a good opportunity for me to learn how to change the conversation I have internally. If that was the case, you'd all be going getting over your people-pleasing tendencies. But what we do is we have a lot of thoughts about what putting ourselves first means. And then you ask yourself, when you write those down, you want to put each one of them in a think, feel, do cycle. When I think this sentence about putting myself first, it feels this way. And when I feel that way, here are the things I do or do not do. What you want to do is you want to look at all the sentences that you have that make up your personal definition of what it's like to put yourself first. So here's a typical think, feel, do cycle. When I think I'm going to put myself first, like when that is what I'm journaling on, my thought is, I'm going to hurt them. My feeling is selfish. And when I feel selfish, guess what I do? I avoid putting myself first. I avoid self-care. I avoid taking breaks. I avoid following my calendar. I avoid eating what's on my plan because I'm too busy putting others first. Or I procrastinate. If I think putting myself first means others are going to hurt, I'm going to procrastinate doing the very things that are actually going to help me with weight loss. I have no motivation to do it. I know I need to do it. I've listened to all the lessons. I'm in the self-sabotage loop of, I know what to do. I just don't understand why I'm not doing it. This is one of the reasons. This is classic self-sabotage. If when you are going to put yourself first is loaded with a lot of thoughts around how terrible it will be for everyone around you, and you feel incredibly selfish, you are never going to be motivated to do the very things you know will help you lose weight, no matter how bad you want to lose weight. In the moments when you need to do the things, you're not going to choose being a selfish asshole. Because that's your personal definition of like, if I make a plan and don't just go immediately and greet my babies first thing in the morning, I'm being a selfish asshole. If I, you know, dare eat what's on my plan and I'm terrified that my whole family is going to somehow feel bad because mama's eating a salad, well, I'm never going to choose it because I don't want to be a selfish asshole. That's what's going on underneath the surface. That's the things we've got to root out. This is why we journal. We need to find what are those things I'm actually thinking underneath the surface. Because if my actions aren't matching up with what the things I say I want to do are, that means there's some little thoughts underneath the surface I just need to find and I need to rework. Because if I don't rework them, and I don't give myself something else to believe, if this is the only thing I'm going to believe, I will never get motivated. I will never feel willing. I will never feel drawn to do those actions. So you have to get good at looking for those things instead of avoiding looking for them. And one of the things that I teach all the time is, for most of you, you don't even understand the definition of selfish. Selfish means I am going to do things with the intention of harming others. I am going to put my needs first in order to hurt other people. I don't think any of you are actually selfish. I think you feel selfish because you don't understand what selfish truly is. I think you feel selfish because you have a horseshit bunch of lies going on in your brain about what eating on your plan, making a plan, taking a break, going out for a walk means to your family. The next thing I want you journaling on, this is important if we're going to unwind people pleasing. What do I hope they will think if I say yes? You have to write about this. What do I hope they, whoever I'm trying to people please, will think if I say yes? The answers to that question, I'm hoping they're going to think I'm nice. I'm hoping they're going to think I'm amazing. I'm hoping they're going to think I'm worthy, that they're going to love me more. Every answer in that question is a signal that you don't feel that way about you, that you aren't doing your work on telling yourself and spotlighting all of the instances in your life where you are worthy, where you're treating yourself worthy, when you like giving yourself worthy thoughts when you do something. So many of you will, you know, go out and actually do some nice shit for people. Say you like your partner, you say, I'm going to go to this restaurant. I'm going to go out to eat, even though it's not on my plan. I'm going to people please. And you do that in hopes that your partner thinks that you want to spend time with them. What that indicates is that when you're hoping that they think, oh, my partner loves me and wants to spend time with me, it's an indicator of you not looking for all the times when you already are loving them, when you already are spending some time with them and telling yourself, what an amazing spouse I am. What an amazing partner I am. Look at me sitting here spending time. Or it could mean when you want someone else to think, you know, oh yeah, they really love me. It could also mean that there are times when your person in your life is actually doing things and saying things about how much they love you. They're demonstrating it, but you're not seeing it because all you think is, I'm not good enough. I'm not, well, yeah, I know they say that, but you know, I'm really overweight. They probably just think about the size of my thighs. I don't know how they could love me. I mean, look at my butt. There's a lot to be seen in here. What do I hope they will think if I say yes? Because whatever it is that they're hoping, I want you to try to trace it back to, God, are they already thinking this and I'm just missing it? How would I know? What are the, like, what can I pay attention to that will show me that they're already thinking these things and I'm just not paying attention to it? And what are the things that I hope that they will think that I should probably fucking start thinking that about myself more often before I want, rather than people pleasing and hoping that they'll think these things, where in my life can I start thinking these things now about me? How often can I practice doing that? And the other thing is, what do I think they will think if I say no? That's another good one to ask. List what you think that they will think about you. Because if it's a lot of awful stuff, you will never feel motivated to say no. If the best that you've got in you is that, well, if I say no, they're going to hate me. They're not going to love me. They're going to think all these terrible things about me. No, you'll never be motivated to not people please. So you write all of those down. And then next to each one of them, you need to ask yourself, is this even really true? No, and I mean like really true. I don't mean like, well, probably, or, you know, I've got such a broken self-concept, I believe it. I don't give a fuck if you believe it. I want you to ask yourself, no, seriously, is it really true? Sometimes you guys, have people in your lives who really freaking care about you, they would never think those things. And you are giving them zero credit. You are just throwing them under the bus in your brain over and over and over again, running over them and then backing the truck up one more time. That's not everyone, but a lot of you have people in your lives who really care about you. All they want is amazing things for you. And they are waiting for you to love yourself so they can quit having to love you so hard to try to make up for your deficit. And you're wearing them out. And not only that, but you're wearing them out in your brain. You're not doing them honor by assuming the worst in their mind. If you're going to go traipse into somebody else's mind and assume what they're going to think when you say yes or no, give them fucking good thoughts to begin with. That's called honoring people you love. And I know not everybody's in that boat, but a lot of you are. And it's really time for you to wake up and start realizing that. Or you're never going to get over your eating. If you have a broken self-concept, that's bad enough. But if you've got a broken concept around everybody else's brain on top of it, don't sit there and be confused why you keep eating. That will always be an easier choice. People-pleasing will always be an easier choice than to sit there and change the conversation you're having in your head. And for a lot of you, it's really going to take answering questions like this honestly. And don't sit there and beat yourself up over your answers. And don't think you're so broken and that you should think these things and what a terrible person you are. Don't go down that road. That's just you getting caught up in the same sad loop that keeps you people pleasing. If you do this work and answer these questions and all you do is beat yourself up, you will not want to answer questions. You will not want to journal. You will not want to get to the root of what's going on in your life so that you can solve for your life. Judgment has no room inside of no BS. Not at all. And unfortunately, in this day and age, judgment, especially on social media, is normalized. We're all judging each other, judging each other's lives. Judging what we post, what we don't post, what we do say, what we don't say, what pictures we include, what pictures we don't include. Do you know what we're not practicing these days anymore that we all need to normalize? Understanding. It's time to denormalize judgment in yourself and judgment in what other people might be thinking and start creating understanding for how you're thinking. Understanding what you think others are thinking, and look at it from the understanding lens. It makes sense that I'm thinking these things. It's making sense now why I eat the way I do and stuff. And all I need to do is start practicing some real understanding and compassion for changing my own conversations. If you can do it with you, I promise you, you'll get better at doing it with others too. You will find yourself not so quick to just judge everything and be trigger happy and feeling like shit and getting teed off easy and needing to go eat so fast. When you get good at understanding and you get terrible at judging, you see in other areas of your life where someone will say something to you, whereas you used to get triggered, you'll now start going like, I wonder why they said that. I wonder what's going on in their head. I wonder what's going on for them. And you'll have a brain that's always going to give you the benefit of the doubt and not just believe what they said, and them the benefit of the doubt that maybe they're just not having a perfect day. All right, that was a little bit of a tangent, but it needed to be said. All right, last. If you say yes to whatever it is that someone's asking, what will you think? This is the last part of the journaling. So always ask yourself, In this moment, when I catch myself people pleasing, and you can do this after the fact, you do not have to do all of this before. You can find areas where you're people pleasing and you can do all these journaling questions after the fact. It's like a discovery worksheet, basically. If I say yes, what will I think? It's just good to know what your thoughts are. Are you thinking, I have to do this? Are you thinking, I want to do this? Are you thinking this will make them happy? Or are you thinking this will make me happy to do it? And then the last question is, if you say no, what will you think? This is another important one to be asking because when you say no, if you are only going to tear yourself down or imagine worst case scenarios, again, there will be no motivation to say no. So these are all, y'all, because I'm doing it on my phone, I can't read any of the comments. If somebody on my team is watching this and if there's like one or two juicy questions, post them. If there's not, that's fine, but post them in my channel. I can't see anything other than Maria Panetta Barreras is on loop on my screen as joining and watching over and over and over again. That's the only thing I've seen this entire time. But this is my little class on people pleasing. This is probably one of the things that I would say at least 50% of the Nobius women do. And it's one of the things that if we can solve it will really help you solve for overeating because a lot of you are eating. Because all you're doing is thinking a lot of terrible things about yourself and about others, and you're not making the connection that we have to change how we think. You have to change how you think about yourself. As you change how you think about yourself, you will be able to go out into life and say no from a real, honest, true heart without fear that you're hurting people. You'll just now start being honest with everyone. So like, no, I don't like right now I'm like I've got other commitments, but I really appreciate you asking me. If I get, for some of you, it's like you wouldn't mind doing some stuff, but people are used to calling you last minute because you'll always drop everything to do stuff. And you can just start saying, I really can't this time, but I love doing things for you. I just like if you can start letting me know like a few days in advance or whatever, I'll be able to put it on my calendar. So many of you don't realize there's lots of nice ways to say no. We just assume that saying no is like being an ass and that you're only going to hurt people's feelings. And that to say no, you have to be a bitch. It's like, no, it does not have to be that way. Ever. All right. That's it for today. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your Friday. It's weigh-in day. Please make sure you're kind to yourself. If you lost weight, here's what I want you to do. One, I want you to celebrate, not with food. I want you to get used to mentally, like mentally rewarding yourself. Mentally rewarding yourself. Telling yourself, and this is how you do it. What I did right this week. For all my people pleasers, please listen. Please thyself. The best way to break being a people pleaser is when you get really good at pleasing yourself. That doesn't mean manicures and pedicures. It means the stuff you tell you. So I want you to reward yourself mentally today. Then I want you to make sure that you understand why you lost weight this week. It's because I thought these things and I did these things this week. It wasn't a fluke. I didn't get lucky. I don't need to worry about next week. I need to make a tie that this week I was thinking things like this, that works, and I was doing these things. If you did not lose weight this week, I want you to still figure out, like, all right, first, because most of us are naturally wired to just go beat ourselves up, to think this isn't working. It takes skill to learn how to keep going, and it takes skill to motivate yourself for the next week. So I just want you to do something super simple. I want you to please yourself. I want you to think about, all right, the scale said this, but here's things I did do right this week. Here's where I am making progress. It's very important that you do not hyper-focus on what went wrong and throw out everything that went right. So lead with, where are the progress points? One of them might be, even like, let's say you ate your face off all week. And you're like, there's like, I'm sure the scale's going to go up. Then your progress point is you weighed in anyway, and you're willing to look at the information. Whereas old you probably would have just been like, peace out. Not doing it because I don't want to feel bad. New you is like, this number, I'm learning how to never be hurt over it ever, ever, ever again. What I'm learning is how to take a look at it, still find progress points, because my brain will keep moving forward as long as I keep reminding myself of progress. And then I want you to look back and say, like, all right, and here are the habits this week. Here are the things that I did or didn't do that contributed to today without, we don't need a big narrative about how, like, I'm lazy, I'm this, I'm that, and the other. Just here's the actions. And if I had to pick one action to work on this week that could make a difference and could make other actions easier the following week, here is the one that I will work on. Pick it and then find our weigh-in thread in the Facebook group. And like, tell us that shit. Coaches go in there every single week and put like, here's what I want to work on. Does it sound good? Tag at No BS Coaches. Let us get in there and work with you and help you. If you're not on Facebook and you're listening to this, you can take that shit straight over to Ask Coaches. Okay. Y'all have a good weekend. Have an amazing weekend. Start it off right. Have a plan the entire weekend. Think about how you want to wake up on Monday. How do I want to be thinking and feeling about myself? And then make your weekend plans from that mindset. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.